What's up, Anchor? So, I'm back today. Gonna be recording new stuff, and I wasn't able to post anything yesterday. I got no excuse. I got really tired and didn't have time. So, yeah, today I'm here in Shangri-La Mall in Mandaluyong. So, today the plan is to watch the movie Kita Kita. It's a movie by M. Poy and Alessandra De Rossi, and it's getting good reviews right now here in the Philippines. I wish I could also watch Dunkirk and Valerian. It's a great movie, I think. Looks cool, especially the effects, but just had few budget to spend, and today I plan on doing the review for Kita Kita, and it feels like a really good movie. And As a Filipino film advocate, you know, you just gotta support the local scene. So basically, I'm doing that. Gonna be doing the review tomorrow and posting it tomorrow. So today, I'd like to talk about something personal, like what movies changed you. For me, there are like a million of things that movies have done to me, and it's really really something personal to me. Like, movies are the things that gives me energy and inspiration at a really quick, and you don't have to go to school anywhere, just have to watch the movie and you'll learn from different views and perspectives. So that's how I'm attached to movies. So basically, what are the movies that change you? So for you guys and for me, what is the movie that made you cry, like emotionally, and affected you mentally, everything? What's the most dramatic film that you watched? For me, I've watched the movie that really made me cry, like, you know, like a bitch, would be the movie by Adam Sandler, which is really ironic. It's the movie called Click. Click really made me cry, especially in the end. So for the spoilers, I hope you guys wouldn't listen to this, but you know, I think that this movie is just a great and very entertaining film. You got everything in it. It's funny, it's really personal, and it gives you a bigger why. Like, what's the reason that made you do it? So having that kind of film to do, it's really exciting. Especially the ending, it's really a moving film. You gotta watch it. Like, it's really a classic for me. So hopefully you guys watch it too. And then my most inspirational movie, most inspirational movie for me would be any David Fincher film or Christopher Nolan film. I can't say what specifically, but just those two directors, they are my heroes. Like, I have to understand every detail of their movies. My David Fincher, I love Social Network, I love Fight Club, Zodiac, it's a movie with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman, that Seven. And also by Christopher Nolan, Inception, Interstellar, and Memento. That movie is just so freaking crazy, so good. And his second film after his first big feature film. So those two are my heroes. And last but not least, what is your favorite movie? Just like, you don't have to make it the best movie. What's your most favorite movie to watch? For me, my most favorite movie to watch would be Back to the Future. It's like, it's everything for me. It's nostalgic. It's really eye-opening. The story is very great. And I hope those kind of things are real, you know? That is a very exciting movie to watch. So share or call in, guys. What are your movies you could share? an unfortunate thing just happened, guys. So the movie Kita Kita has already full seats, and it's just for two screenings, so I might just watch the movie tomorrow. So what's up with you? Basically, now I'm really focusing on this audio form of content, and it's just really easy to create. Anchor is really a podcast that I've been wanting to have like for almost 6 months now. I've been wanting to start a podcast, like doing it on iTunes. But the thing is, it's just you just need to have something or like equipment to do it, and then another work on making another station on iTunes. So it's really a hassle in creating, so it stops you from doing it. And while having this kind of form or distribution social medium, I mean, it's just click the red button and just keep on talking and share your thoughts. So if you are a vlogger or anyone on the social media influencing aspect, this is a great way to form a community, just talking with your audience, having them to call in, ask their questions, and you're gonna answer it. It's really engaging to have, in fact. But the problem is, you know, audio is not that such a huge market here in the Philippines for now. But everything is like that. Just like a year ago, no one's watching in YouTube, everyone's watching on Facebook. So like Will Dasovich wasn't that big until having to collaborate with different makeup YouTubers and just, you know, growing organically. So that's the main goal of doing this Anchor podcast. At the same time, still doing the vlogs, the movie reviews, and possibly now I have this good momentum of doing content and just writing them. Now I have this favorite content of mine that I've really been wanting to do for a long, long time since I've started this YouTube channel, like for a year now. So I have this two classifications, I mean. The other one is called Rhymes and Times. It's more of a video essay type of content wherein I just share my thoughts and having a very engaging visuals. So if you watch Box, Vice, or the best one that I've watched on YouTube is Nerdwriter 1. He makes the great video essays on the internet right now. But the first one I've seen before would be it's a movie video essay. I forgot his channel. But then again, it's a really good type of content. I'm gonna be doing that now this week. My first topic would be the Grab, Uber, and LTFRB thing. And so glad that it's over right now, or I think for the meantime, they've just compromised with the Grab and Uber thing. So it's a good news. So the other type of content, it's called Villains of Manila. Villains of Manila is more on a documentary type or a mockumentary type satirical comedy vlog. It's really complex, but when I was thinking about this, I was just thinking about South Park, then doing documentaries. So Villains of Manila example, I talk about a snatcher, and you know, it would be a documentary about this person, about his day, and then a vlog type about it, like he's sharing what he's done or what is his why he does those things. So it's a funny comedy satirical content. I've not made it yet or made script, so it's still blurry, but I'll update you soon here on Anchor as soon as possible when I finish writing that script. So my first video for that would be Cian Gasa and his story when he made the billboard.